Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carlos, game two against the Philadelphia Phillies, and there's so many good names to pick out of a hat to talk about right now. But Luis Angel Acuña, 22 years old, bright lights, doesn't seem to bother him. Yesterday, that triple hits it off Jose Alvarado. And I know Alvarado was struggling, but 99 and 90 is 99. How impressed were you with that and what he's done so far?
Really impressed. Like you said, not easy to do and face an arm like Alvarado, who's not only throwing 99, but with sink, you know, from the left side. Not easy to hit a ball like that. And then the way he runs the bases, pretty exciting, you know. But overall, his demeanor, his ability to slow the game down, it seems like the moment is never too big for him. He's the same guy, hard worker kid. And I'm just excited to watch a kid that went through a lot in AAA, you know, and now here he is playing not only at the big league level, but meaningful games towards the end of September. Unbelievable story, and I'm proud of him.
Where do you think his mind is right now? Because if maybe I was separate in his shoes, he's a AAA, he's a shortstop, Lindor's at the big league level, where's my spot on the diamond? And then he gets his chance. I mean, what's going through his head right now?
Yeah, I think he's the type of guy that he's not overthinking. He's just being himself. We got to give a lot of credit to player development, not only the coaching staff, but, you know, whether it's mental performance and nutritionists and sports science and, you know, a lot of people that had a hand on him and continue to develop him and just basically delivering the same messages, controlling the things that he needed to control. And now here he is. You know, yeah, you're in AAA and you look up and it's like, wow, I got a potential MVP playing shortstop, you know, and you look, you know, who's right next to him and there's a lot of good players here. But that goes to show you that anything can happen and your name will be called at any time and the opportunity will present at any time and you just got to be ready for it. And to his credit, he was ready for it.
The guy he is playing in place of right now, Francisco Lindor, out of the lineup again today. I'm curious, when you go to the training staff, what are they telling you?
I go to Lindor. You know, I go to straight to Francisco. He's doing a lot better today. He's going to go outside and move around. He's going to try to run and play catch and see if he progresses to baseball activities today. So that's a good sign, the fact that we could get to that point today.
Do you know how long the ramp up might be?
I don't know, but this could be pretty quickly here.
Okay. Facing Christopher Sanchez again today for the second time in about a week. Lineup's a little bit different today. Is there any reason? I know Lindor was in the first one and not in the second one, but any reason why there's been so much change in this lineup?
Yeah, so we're facing Sanchez, but he's one of those that, as much as I want to play Tyrone Taylor, he's played five in a row. I don't think when was the last time he's played five in a row. And yeah, understanding that we're in a point where like resting people might not be a priority, but it is a priority for, because we got a deep roster. I've been using all 13 position players, and the same goes with Alvi. As hot as he is at the plate, last night was his fourth game in a row. I'm not going to play him eight, you know, whatever where we are before the off day. So I think it's just keeping guys fresh as much as possible and trying to keep everyone healthy as much as possible too.
Do they kind of say, oh, okay, I'm off today, or do they Alvarez and Taylor, for example, do they realize, okay, this is what has to happen?
Yeah, and I told him before the game yesterday, I said, you could go 4-for-4 today, but tomorrow you're going to have an off day. And I did the same thing with Taylor, you know, like, hey, man, like, we're pushing you. I know you feel good. He's always going to be ready, but it gets to a point where you have to be smart, you know, and you got to use everyone. You look at our lineup. It's a deep lineup. It's a good lineup, and I like our chances.
Thanks, Carlos.
Yep, you got it.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.